Welcome to the Teen Life Podcast, where we believe that teenagers are not a problem to be solved, but we are here to help you equip teenagers through the power of connection. I'm Carly Duke, and I am back again for another summer podcast episode where we are talking through different teen behaviors or maybe stereotypes. And today, the one that I get to talk to you about is drama. Now, let's be honest. I feel like drama is both expected and often feared during those teen years. It's just something that adults are like, oh, great, here it goes. And I have participated in my fair share of teen drama when I was a teenager and also witnessed it as well. In fact, one of my favorite anecdotes about drama was one time I was counseling at a middle school camp for a week, and on the last night of camp, it's always a little emotional, and this middle school girl just burst into tears, and our whole cabin is like, oh no, what's wrong? And she launches into this story about her aunt's cat that had passed away 2 years previously. And you're just sitting there as an adult going, oh my goodness, this poor girl has so many big feelings and so many big emotions, and the drama was very real for her. And so that is something that I want to talk about today, of what happens when you have a very dramatic or overly emotional teenager and how can we help them? You see, during these teenage years, teens are exploring ways to express their feelings, which often leads to big emotions. And then you add hormones on top, and you add new experiences on top, and insecurities, and all these things. And it can just bring out some really big mood swings. And so later on in this episode, we'll talk about ways to help. But one thing I do want to mention at the top of this episode is that your reactions to teenagers' drama can have a big impact on how dramatic they actually present things in the future. And so it's something to think about, of if you are reacting with drama back or big emotions back, then they will probably continue to do that. If you give them more attention when they're dramatic, they will probably continue to use drama to get your attention. Which actually leads me into the next part of what might be behind drama, behind this behavior. And studies actually find that much of teenage drama has to do with biology, brain development, hormonal shifts, and that leads to mood swings. And that's what's often behind your teen's reactions. But it could also be an attention-getting strategy. If they feel like they're not being noticed or not getting attention, or they just really want you to hear them, oftentimes having a really big response is a really good way to get people to look at you and to listen to you. And even if it's negative attention, it's still attention. And so that is something to keep in mind that might be behind the big emotions and the crying or screaming or whatever they're doing that seems dramatic to you. It could actually just be to get your attention. And so when you're in the middle of maybe a dramatic monologue or a tirade from your teenager, some things that you can ask are, what is the next step you can take? So kind of trying to take the emotion out of it a little bit by just being like, okay, you're telling me this, what can we do next? A really good thing to also ask is, how can I help? Would you like my support in this, or is this something you can handle on your own? Before you dive into their drama with them and give advice or offer your thoughts on it, maybe the first question is just, hey, do you want my support on this, or do you just need someone to listen? And if they do want your support, asking then again, how can I help? And then if they're telling you something that happened at school, maybe we talked about gossip a few weeks ago, maybe someone's gossiping about them, or maybe they got into a fight with a friend, or maybe something happened that they feel is just almost world-ending, and you see this drama come out. Asking, hey, have you talked to your friend about this? And if not, what do you think they would say? Do you think this could be a misunderstanding? And if not, then like, what can we do next to confront this in a way that's actually going to help instead of just being emotional about it? And so that brings me to, how can we help? As adults, sometimes I think when drama takes over, it's really easy to either get pulled into the drama or to just completely disengage and be like, I don't have time for that. That is ridiculous. They are blowing this out of proportion and I don't have time to deal with it and disengage. And that's almost the opposite of what you want to do. So my first tip is to use reflective listening. So that looks like saying something like, what I hear you saying is fill in the blank, and repeating it back to them and trying to do so in a way that is maybe a little less emotional. So if they're upset, what I hear you saying is, it really hurt your feelings when your friend said that today. I'm so sorry that happened. You don't have to add to their emotions or add your own emotions to that, but just simply repeating back so they can hear it in a calm, oh yes, that's exactly why I'm upset. Or they have the opportunity to say, actually, you don't understand at all and you're not hearing me. And then they can clarify and you can move forward. It's also important to validate their feelings, even if you think they're being overly dramatic. They probably just want you to listen and they just want to feel understood. And so saying things like, I'm sorry you feel that way, or man, it's understandable to be sad when something like that happens. But as always, we've talked about this a lot on the podcast. It is so important, especially in these moments, to stay shockproof and to remain calm. So if your teenager comes home and is upset about something and you sit with them and you also start crying and getting upset and then you go off on how horrible that friend is, that is not actually helpful in that moment to that teenager. What we as adults need to do is help them learn how to regulate their emotions. It's okay to feel feelings, but that doesn't excuse bad behavior. It doesn't excuse disrespect. And as they grow up, they need to learn how to take those big emotions and regulate them in a way that's going to be appropriate, especially depending on what setting they're in. And so talk about emotional regulation. Tell them, hey, you're in control here. It's okay to feel those feelings, but you're in control in how you act on those. Maybe spend time talking about anger management or looking up ways to do this emotional regulation. If they feel like they need extra help doing that, the internet is a great place. Or maybe you need to seek a counselor or a therapist or a trusted friend who you think is going to have some really good advice for them. Something that can also help is to look for patterns. So maybe their phone really brings out drama, and then you quickly realize it's because they're looking at certain social medias, or because they're interacting with certain things, or they're playing a certain game that gets them really, really frustrated and worked up. So look for patterns. Maybe it's certain friends. And friends either bring out a stressful relationship, or they are also dramatic. And so it's easy for your teenager, your student, to get wrapped up in that as well. And so look for patterns and even help them see that of like, hey, the last few times we've had this problem, the last few times you've come to me with this emotion, it's been because of your phone. Do you think that's something we should take a look at? Or hey, the last time you've talked to me about your friend, you've been really angry. And so maybe that's a friend that we don't need to spend as much time with, and talk to them about healthy boundaries and how we can set those as well. And then finally, it is also important to focus on the good. If they are showing especially overwhelmingly negative emotions, remind them of the good things. So I feel like I've also said this several times, even this summer in the summer series, but asking things like, what is something good that has happened? Or what is something that you're looking forward to? Or where can we learn and grow from this experience? And focus on those things instead of just the negative, either sad or emotional or upset or hurt feelings. Focus on other things, or even things like, hey, if that friendship is not working out the way you wanted it to, who's another friend that we can call instead? Who's a relationship in your life that helps you feel calm? Those are all great things to ask and to help our teenagers see that it's probably not as bad as they think. And so it is something that they can move past and they can work on. Now, for a little bit of a perspective change, dramatic people tend to have big feelings, but they also tend to be really empathetic and caring. They tend to love justice. They look out for the people in their lives. And because they feel those big feelings for themselves, they also often can tap into that for other people. And so let's look for ways to validate those positive qualities to help them turn their big emotions into something helpful, into a way that they can reach out to others and maybe see the person who is being overlooked and how can they help them? Or how can they put that energy, that passion? They're usually very passionate people. How can they put that to something that is helpful? Maybe they get involved with a nonprofit or a volunteer opportunity where they can be really passionate about that and kind of pour into that. Maybe they would do well in theater and use that drama in a more focused and intentional way as well. And so finally, to wrap up this podcast episode, I want to talk about a few things that maybe you could say to a teenager in your life, especially if you know a dramatic teen. So maybe one thing you could say is, hey, I know you've been having a hard time lately, but I'm so thankful for you. Make them feel seen and make them feel heard. Give them some attention. Like I said, if this is an attention-getting thing, sit down and say, hey, I want to hear about your day. What happened today? Don't make them come to you, but you also can go to them. And then maybe what they need to be encouraged with is something like, emotions are going to come and go, but you are in control of your actions. And empower them to take control of their actions and the way that they're feeling. Now, this is a wrap on this episode, but I want to start previewing our series that's coming next. So Tobin's going to wrap up our summer series on these behaviors. And then after that, we are going to do what I'm going to maybe call a diverse family series. So we're going to take a look at different families, like families maybe from single parents or families who have adopted or fostered. We're going to be talking to different families, and I'm so excited for this series that is going to gain perspective from other people who are maybe living different family lives than you are. So whether you're a parent or you're a teacher and you're like, man, how can I equip and support and help? Or maybe you're listening going, hey, that's me. And I want to listen to someone else who's been through it and can talk about it as well. This is a series for you, and I'm so excited about it. So make sure that you're subscribed to the Teen Life Podcast so you don't miss this upcoming series. Follow us on social media so that you don't miss out on any news. And Kelly is great about posting resources there as well. If you know a dramatic teen or a friend who loves a dramatic teen, text us to that friend. And maybe this will be a great resource and a way to start conversation and connect with their teenager in a better way this summer. And with that, we'll see you next week.